Welcome to Montrose Fresh from the Montrose Daily Press. We're here to bring you a closer look at our top stories, events, and more that matter to us here in Western Colorado. Today, in Hotchkiss, a major public safety project is underway with the construction of the Miner's Trail, a 1.2-mile pathway designed to provide a safe route for students traveling to and from North Fork High School in the Delta County Fairgrounds. Before we jump in, a quick message. Today's episode is brought to you by Elevate Internet. Whether it's for your home or your business, they offer the best speeds at the best price. Right now, if you refer a friend, you can get $25 off. Give them a call for more information at 844-386-8744 or visit them at elevateinternet.com to learn more. Now, our feature story. Today, in Hotchkiss, a major public safety project is underway with the construction of the Miner's Trail, a 1.2-mile pathway designed to provide a safe route for students traveling to and from North Fork High School in the Delta County Fairgrounds. This initiative addresses a long-standing safety concern where students had to navigate the shoulder of the busy State Highway 92, posing significant risks. Delta County Commissioner Wendell Kuntz highlighted the community's efforts spanning nearly four decades to create a safer route for students. This initiative will finally materialize with the trail's completion, targeted for the start of the upcoming school year. The project, estimated at $2.4 million, involves complex engineering challenges, including the construction of a bridge costing about $1 million. The trail will be ADA accessible and 8 feet wide, reflecting a significant improvement in public accessibility and safety. The project involves collaboration with numerous local stakeholders, including landowners and school districts, illustrating a broad community effort. Additionally, Delta County has initiated the formation of the Friends of the Miners Trail Group to aid in fundraising for the trail's ongoing needs and maintenance. This aspect ensures the sustainability of the trail beyond its initial construction phase. The community's commitment to the project is further evidenced by additional enhancements, such as a new playground at the fairgrounds, funded by a grant from the Colorado Health Foundation and set for construction in August. This development not only represents a practical solution to a critical safety issue, but also a testament to the power of community collaboration and persistence in turning a long-held vision into reality. As aptly summed up by a quote from Walt Disney shared by Commissioner Kuntz, "You can dream, create, design, and build the most wonderful place in the world, but it takes people to make that dream a reality." To find out more about this story, visit us at montrosepress.com. You can also stay up to date on stories just like this by joining Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Next, we turn our focus to the Montrose Redhawks girls soccer team and their season-ending match in the Class 4A state tournament. The Redhawks, who had a historic season, suffered a 3-2 overtime loss to D. Evelyn. Entering the playoffs as the top-ranked team, Montrose faced challenges early on, conceding two goals in the first 20 minutes. However, they managed to rally back, with goals from Mia Duncan and Mace Oberg tying the game and pushing it into overtime. In the end, a failure to clear a corner kick led to the decisive goal for D. Evelyn. Looking forward, the Redhawks will lose four seniors but have a young, promising roster returning. Coach Matt Imus stressed the importance of off-season training, especially as many players are involved in multiple sports. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. To learn more about these stories, visit us at montrosepress.com, and don't forget to check out our sponsors, Elevate Internet, at elevateinternet.com. For more than 137 years, the Montrose Daily Press has been dedicated to shining a light on all of the issues that matter to our community. Today, you can get unlimited digital access to our content for just $10 per month. Visit montrosepress.com/subscribe to sign up. Thank you, and don't forget to tune in again next time.